Hello, this is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. In many households, one person manages the family finances. But if something happens to that fiscally knowledgeable family member, does anyone else know how to access the financial information? Our next guest says that whether you are single or part of a family, you need to run what she calls a fiscal fire drill. Catherine Latto is a certified financial planner, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Charleston, South Carolina. Catherine, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be on here, Mike.
Walk us through the essentials of this operation.
Basically, as financial planners, we're all aware that there are many contingencies that can disrupt our clients' finances, and we just don't know what will happen and where. I came up with the concept of running the fiscal fire drill, which will find weaknesses in their financial plans and help reduce the stress if it's no longer a drill, and the people will know what process is involved.
Walk us through the process here on identifying the different items.
As financial planners, one of the things we always do is make sure our clients have all their legal and financial papers in order. Powers of attorneys, medical documents. Do they even know what their health insurance deductibles are? Do they know where their wills are? Have their wills been updated? Do they know their beneficiaries? Have they updated the beneficiaries or reviewed them? For example, I have an 85-year-old woman. She has already put all her affairs in order financially and legally. But she has appointed her niece to represent her in all these powers. I don't think the niece really has an understanding of what's involved in this power. So by having the niece come in, we're going to run a drill of what if she gets the phone call from the hospital if the aunt has gotten hurt, and go through the actual drill and where the paperwork is, what's going to be asked of her, what responsibilities does she have.
And I guess it's important to have a backup to the niece as well.
That's where you can find out. Does the niece even want to do this once she understands what's involved?
Would it be a good idea to then get two people and have them all come in together for this fire drill?
First, let's just get one involved. And it helps when the client's going through the process of making these decisions that they just don't name somebody, but that person actually comes in and understands what's involved and are they willing to accept that responsibility. Secondly, we always like to recommend an alternate and have them involved as well, but usually you want a younger and a responsible person as your primary. The other thing is running a fire drill is here in the Lowcountry, we went through Hurricane Hugo. It's been 25 years. We run drills financially on what can happen because the insurance has changed a lot on that situation. People forget that they have to come up with, in many cases, a 5% deductible before the insurance companies pay a dime. Other fire drills that you can run through are, what if you lose your job? How long can you last with your money and your investments? Something happens with your parents and they have to go into a nursing home. Do they have the money available? Do they have long-term care? You can run these instances over in many different contingencies.
So what about young professionals, the 20-somethings? Do they need to worry about this fiscal fire drill?
Oh, yes. In fact, they have a loophole that, let's say the boomers and the older generation doesn't have, is everything they have is now online. And I heard that Delaware was the first state that gave fiduciary responsibility to somebody else to represent them legally and financially online in their account. This is a whole new ball game that if something happens and all your information is online, can somebody else access it? And who will that person be? If you haven't made any arrangements in advance, then the court would have to appoint somebody to represent you. And young people don't think about this happening.
So maybe a brother, a sister, a mother, a father?
Yes, somebody they feel comfortable with that will be responsible and carry through the affairs.
What is the most commonly overlooked situation that you run into when you run these fire drills?
Very simple. Where are the papers? Where is the original will when somebody dies? Copies really won't work for you in the probate court. You need to know where they are. The other problem people don't understand is with the new HIPAA laws, everybody, no matter what age, needs to have signed a medical power of attorney. I had a client recently out of town, and he got hit by a car crossing the street, and he was traveling alone. His family was not able to talk to the hospital where he was placed because they could not find where his medical power of attorneys were held.
Catherine, great information. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Catherine Latto is a certified financial planner. She spoke to us by phone from her office in Charleston, South Carolina, and we will have a link to her firm posted at our website where she says she has information posted on this topic so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org/scbr, where you can hear this show again and send us your comments through the links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.